And now it's time for another special feature.
Are we live now?
The signal between signal, untraceable, unhackable, uncensored. Welcome to Magenta Radio.
Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to Birdman's Toy Chest, only on ThisWeekInGeek.net and NerdVice.com. Well, I've been promising this episode for a little while now, and well, I'm going to be reviewing the 2014 TMNT Ninja Turtles line, pretty much from start to finish. I'm going to go from the basic to the deluxe to the larger 11-inch figures, and finally the movie packs, which you should be able to find on retail shelves. However, that being said, I do not know how much the Evolution packs retail for, or the 4-pack of the Ninja Turtles, as I can't find them online on Toys R Us or on Amazon.com, so I'm going to guess they're probably around $25-$30 bucks, depending on that. So, I guess, once again, big thanks to Playmates for helping me do this review. They literally sent another refrigerator box full of pretty much the entire movie line. I'm not missing anything. I even had all the roleplay accessories. If you've been following my Instagram, at BirdmanDodd, you should know I am indeed the Turtle God. So, let's get started. Let's get started with the basic action figures. These are your 5-inch figures. These are the ones that'll probably be most common on store shelves. And there's a lot of basics in this line. And what I mean by that is there's lots of opportunities to get pretty much the same mold multiple times. And this is most notable specifically with Leonardo and Raphael especially, but more Leonardo. Leonardo has, as I mentioned before we started here, there is a Evolution set. And the Evolution set, to give you a brief overview, is him as a baby turtle, a teenager, and then the Ninja Turtle adult. There's also an exclusive Leonardo that comes with the Turtle Assault Van, which is a variant of the basic turtle, though no difference in the mold. Now, a lot of people have been looking at these turtles and the Michael Bay turtles in general and saying their designs suck. I'm actually going to go against that. I actually don't mind the designs, especially in the toys. And I'd say Leonardo's probably one of my favorite ones, besides being my favorite turtle. I'm a big fan of his katanas, always have been. And the fact that he's voiced by Johnny Knoxville in the new movie, we'll have to see what happens. I'm actually a big fan of this one. The sculpt on it is quite nice. He's got pretty much the same range of articulation as the Nickelodeon turtles. He's got arm motion, bend at the elbows, no swivel at the wrists, though. His legs can go back and forth and out to the side. Though not so much out to the side, though. They can move. Knee joints, but no ankle joints. Comes with his two swords and the sheaths across his back. And it's kind of important to note that Leonardo is the only turtle in the entire line that can stow his weapons. Because he has the two sheaths on his back, he can actually put them away and have his hands free to do other things. And it's kind of weird that he's the only one that can do that. I thought doing Raphael would be really easy to put the things across his back or across his front like we have in previous incarnations, like the 1991 movie Turtles, or even the original 89 line, where you could just put them up front in the two pegs, but that is not present here. So Leonardo, like I said, is one of the nicer figures in the basic action figure line. You can find these at retail, according to Toys R Us, for $8.99. And I really do like them, actually. I really am a huge fan of it. Leonardo's headband flares out to the side. He's got a little piece of detail, kind of like a cloth around his neck. Looks like pieced together samurai armor on his front, along with some sort of a sash across the middle there. Really nice looking paint details. If I could only change one thing about this figure, is I'd probably give him articulation at the wrists. He can hold his weapons nice and securely and does fit inside the Turtle Assault Van quite nicely. I'd probably say he's probably my second... he's probably my first favorite of the basic Turtles figures overall. So moving down the line, I'm actually picking these up as we're doing the reviews here. And we're going to talk about Raphael. Yet another one of the figures that is available, the same mold is available in the evolution of Raphael. You can get him as part of a three-pack, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. So Raphael, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of the headband they gave him. It's kind of like this do-rag typey thing, whereas all the other turtles actually have bandanas, true bandanas, or I guess he has to stick out because he's, you know, the badass. He has his size. They're all one solid color, much like Leonardo's weapons. I probably should have mentioned that a little bit earlier on. But he can hold them quite nicely. Same bits of articulation, arms, elbow, knees, you know, same thing. He also has the same brown type sash across his chest. He also has a band going across his shell. His bandana is one big red solid color. It kind of flares out at the back to go over his shell. And as I mentioned previously, there is no room to store weapons. Now, his, his sash here. I'm actually trying to see if I can actually try and tuck it under. He does have, the band that goes across his chest is loose enough that you could probably stuff the weapons under there, but it would look really awkward. In the realm of play, it would seem really awkward to try and withdraw weapons from across your back, considering, how small they are. Although, I will say this for almost all these Turtles figures. They do stand fairly solid. Trying to get Raphael to stand here. Raphael seems a little bit weird in how he poses. In his... just the way that his legs are. But all these figures do seem pretty solid on their feet, though. Raphael seems a little bulkier than Leonardo when you compare them side by side. I'm actually just kind of looking at that right now. But still... pretty nice figure, pretty good details. He's got his red accents on his sash, on his armband, and one across his knee. Good paint job for his hand wraps and his foot wraps as well. Now, this is the one we're going to talk about next is Michelangelo. Comes with two nunchucks and like a three-part staffy thing. Let me see if I can find that thing. Is it a three-part staff? Looking here. Yeah, it comes with this weird three-part staff thing. And I've never gotten that thing to look right. It would feel more at home with Donatello. I think it's called a pole arm or something. I don't know, so don't shoot me. Michelangelo, I think, has... he looks to me like the most classic in the way. He's got his bright orange bandana. He has, like some kind of a silver necklace or, like, dog tags coming down. Two straps across his chest, which go across the back of his shell, which you can move, but I wouldn't take them off. He has like a hoodie wrapped around his... yeah, he has a hoodie wrapped around his waist. There actually is details. You can actually see the hoodie itself. He's also wearing, like... only way I can describe them is, like, parachute pants or yoga pants or something. And he also has what look like to be sneakers that have the ends of them cut out, which actually have little details on the side there. Very nice looking figure. Very happy with the paint job. He looks a little sour on his face though. He looks kind of mad. But he can hold his weapons quite well. Another thing that I do like, and this actually extends into the role play for Michelangelo. Michelangelo has these silver... I guess they're supposed to be like knuckles built into his hand wraps. And they actually have those accented on the toy, and you can see he's got what looks like a chain wrapped around his wrist on the right side as well. I really like the way Michelangelo looks, and he does stand a little bit shorter than the other turtles as well. And I also think he's been the best represented in the trailers, so there's that too. Moving on the line down to Donatello. He's wearing a proton pack. And that's about the best I can say about him. Donatello, in some ways, I think might be the worst and yet the most detailed. What I mean by that is, he has, his hands are kind of pre-posed, where he's not, he can hold his staff, but it just, it ends up looking kind of awkward unless you pose it left to right on how he holds his staff. Doing right to left just doesn't look right. And he has this contraption on his back, which, like I said, looks like a proton pack. The best way I can describe it, looks like it's got a shoulder lamp. There's like a hose back here. It's got some nice detail on it. There's like a little fan belt back here. It does look kind of cool, actually. He also has what I can only describe as ecto goggles. Basically, it's Ray Stantz meets Donatello. His headband flares nice down each side of his neck. It looks really cool. It's nice and textured. He has backpack straps going down his chest. Looks like it's part of the equipment that he's wearing on his back. He's also wearing what looks like kind of like this textured armor, kind of like Kevlar, I guess, around his waist. But he has really skinny legs, which is really kind of weird. He does stand fairly okay, but I'm not a huge fan of just the way that his arm posability has been taken care of. Like I said, it looks like he's the most awkward with his weapon, but the detail that was put into him with all the little doodads on his backpack there and even on his helmet and his bandana, really impressed with. So the four basic turtles are pretty nice. In fact, probably some of the best turtles I've seen in a while, actually, in terms of just the plain basic turtles and what you get out of them. I got a few more figures to look at here before we're done the basic overall assortment. The worst one in the line, and I really hate to say this, is actually a turtle, and it's the Disguise Raphael. And if you remember in the first Ninja Turtles movie all the way back in 1989... do you remember the scene where he dressed up in a big trench coat and like had a big stupid hat? Well, they kind of do this homage to him. And basically, you get a big figure in a trench coat. You get a removable scarf and a removable hat and some size. And the coat doesn't come off. I mean, there are points where I suppose you could cut it off him if you really wanted to. But it just, it sits awkwardly. It looks kind of goofy. He can only really move his arms up and down. There's no posability in the elbows at all. Although he does have wrist posability, so I guess he's got that going for him. He's got posability in the knees, though, because the coat covers everything up. He's a little hard to move. And he's not painted so much underneath. Once you look under his coat, his one foot wrap is painted, but his other wraps and pads aren't. They're just this solid green color. So it's not very nice. Although, when you put the hat on, he does look a little goofy. I can't recommend this figure in good faith, honestly. Maybe it's like a gag gift, but it's probably the weakest figure of the basic action figure line so far. Gonna keep the train rolling here. We're gonna look at Splinter. We will be voiced by Tony Shalhoub. You might remember him as Monk and the cabbie from Wings. Nice looking figure, however, if you look at the detail at the top of his head, what do those look like? And that's all I'm going to say about it. In terms of the actual figure itself, he's got posability in the wrists, in his arms, he can move up and down. He's actually got wrist posability, unlike the turtles. He also has this really nice detail where he has like this, medallion around his neck. It's this black medallion. It's actually looks like a turtle, inscribed on it as well. He comes with a sword and a sheath, a katana. It looks, I'm actually going to do a compare. It is a little different than the Leonardo sword. I'm actually just going to do a comparison right now, really quick. And the Splinter sword is actually a little bit longer. A little bit longer, and I dare say looks a little bit nicer, but Leonardo's are a little bit thicker. It's not a bad-looking figure. I think it's better than the Splinter we got with the original line. It seems like he can actually do more. I actually have mine holding the original Splinter's bow, because I think it looks cool. He has no poseability in the legs, though. Like, he can move them kind of back and forth, but there's no knee and no ankle articulation. His tail kind of moves back and forth, but his clothes kind of inhibit that. But he does stand remarkably solid, and there's nice texture on his kimono. There's a Japanese symbol on the back there, which I don't know what it means, but it's raised and embossed. You can feel that. Pretty nice looking figure. Definitely one of the best movie Splinters I've seen, as opposed to that really weird one we got with the Ninja Turtles line with Secret of the Ooze. Okay, and here's a figure that we're going to talk about, and kind of an awkward one, I'd say. The Foot Soldier. Now, in the original cartoon, they were purple robot ninja guys. And then the movies, they were more ninjas and whatever. These guys look like paramilitary SWAT team dudes. He looks more at home like a G.I. Joe, but lots of cool accessories. He's got a handgun, a taser, a knife, and a rifle. He can't hold the rifle very well, and he has, like, this clear face mask which goes over his face. You can't see his features really well. He's got articulation in the arms, the elbow, and the wrist. He's got, like, a hip joint there so he can move his legs out and forth. He's got articulation at the knees, which are hidden by his elbow or by his knee pads, which are really cool. And he has ankle articulation. The sculpt itself looks like he's wearing, like, body armor, stuff like that. You can actually... He can holster his weapons. He's the only other figure in this line that can holster weapons outside of Leonardo. The problem with the Foot Soldier is it looks like he belongs in a different line. And I know the Michael Bay movie is supposed to be more realistic, and I guess the Foot Clan are going to be like mercenaries or something, but he looks like a larger scale G.I. Joe retaliation figure, which is really unfortunate because I'm a huge fan of army building generic figures like Stormtroopers or Clone Troopers, you know, anything like that. So I don't think I'll be army building with this one, but he's not a terrible figure. He's just not a good Foot Soldier. But if you want to have your turtles fight military type goons, then you're not going to go too wrong with this one. So moving on down the line, we're going to talk about April O'Neil. First off, not a very good likeness of Megan Fox, first and foremost, but a fairly nice looking sculpt nonetheless. She's got this really cool hair that drapes down on the front of her chest and down the back. She comes with like a camera bag or a purse or something. She also comes with a camera and Raphael size, which are the exact same size from before with the other previous Raphael figures. No articulation in the elbows, no articulation in the legs, not even in the knees. She can move, although she's got those hip joints, kind of, so she can swing out and look at this way. She's not sitting in the turtle van comfortably, anyway. It's not a bad-looking figure. The problem is, I just don't see a lot of playability with this one, though. But it would make a nice display piece. She does hold her camera well. And I guess she could probably hold one of the Foot Soldier's guns. I'm actually going to grab the rifle and see if she can hold that. So just give me a sec. You can probably hear me playing with the bag right now. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, with the Raphael disguise figure, he comes with a giant pair of sunglasses. Yeah, she can't hold the rifle very well. She could probably hold one of the handguns. But April's more of a display figure than an action figure, I would say. And I have a feeling she's going to be a bit of a peg warmer if she's not rare, which I don't know how the case distribution breaks down for these particular figures. So I guess if you see her, grab her, because I don't know whether she'll be rare or whether she'll end up being a peg warmer. And finally, save this figure for last, because I know everyone wants to know about it, the Shredder. This figure looks cool. I really like this one. I'd say this is probably... of the figures that aren't the Turtles, he's probably the best. Then probably, sadly, followed by the Foot Soldier, then probably April. That are non-Turtles. He has articulation in the arms, the elbows, and the wrists. And he actually, his armor on his arm, which has that big blade-looking thing, actually has a joint there, too, so it moves with him. That's a detail I was really surprised to actually see. He's covered in blades. He looks like a mix between Super Shredder and the one from the 87 cartoon, just bulked up. A lot of really nice kind of textures on him with, like, this, like, kind of grid pattern. He has this, like, rubber-type cape, which can be taken off, and actually has two pegs in the back, so it kind of snaps in. It looks cool. His legs look very robotic, but they look cool. They can move out to the sides too a little bit, so they've got hip joints. He has elbow, or he's got knee joints. He's got ankle joints as well. And he's a walking armored badass. My only complaint about this one is the face. It has, like, these two beady black eyes. So I'm kind of wondering if this Shredder is, like, a robot Shredder, which has been theorized according to some of the, like, fan trailers. Or some of the fans talking about the trailer, rather. So I don't know. I guess we'll find out in just a couple of weeks when the movie comes out. But overall, the Shredder's really nice. Lots of nice articulation. Doesn't come with any accessories, though, which kind of sucks. But it is what it is. I don't think he really needs much. Maybe a sword would have been cool for him, or I don't know. That's all I can really think of. All right, so we're going to briefly talk about these evolution figures, mostly because there's not a lot to say. If you remember the tiny turtles that come with the ooze canisters from the Nickelodeon, they're kind of like, you get one of those, except it seems to be scaled up. They're not the same mold, though, because I've got the Raphael, and I'm comparing it against the Raphael I have right here. The main reason to get this would be for the teenager figure, and there's not a lot of poseability in these. Basically, you get arms. That's it. And the head. The legs don't move. There's no knee joints. The weapons seem to be recycled from the turtles, from the Nick turtles that are the little mini ones where you get, like, the two-pack. And you get the other turtle mold that you've already had. Same goes for Leonardo. The teen figure looks a little derpy, I'm gonna say. He's wearing blue pants, like Bob the Builder shoes. And you get poseability in the arms and in the head. Nothing in the legs at all. I'll say this. These would be nice display pieces if you kept them in the box. Or if you're a completist. So, if you wanted to get these figures and you could probably do it where you bought Michelangelo and Donatello as basics. And then bought the evolutions of these. So, you're getting more figures for less money in theory. Now, there also is a 4-pack that has all 4 turtles in it, which is something I don't think I've seen Playmates do before. So that's really convenient if you want to get your, like, action figure play on right away. Actually, I'm a huge fan of them doing that. Very big supporter. Kind of hope they do that with, like, maybe, like, an army builder pack at some point. Maybe have a Shredder and a couple of different foot soldiers. That'd be cool at some point down the line. But most of these figures, like I said, retail for about $8, $9. I do not know what the evolution packs cost. I'm going to guess probably around $20, $22. And the 4-pack of the turtles probably around $30. But maybe I might get a discount buying all 4. So I don't know as of right now. Moving along. There are these deluxe action figures. And these ones I actually had a little bit of trouble with. What they do, they're all based around a gimmick. And it's the same gimmick, but with different weapons. You squeeze their legs together, and they spin their swords or their staff or whatever. The sculpts are actually pretty nice. I think my favorite of these ones is Donatello. Because his is the action that tends to work the best, and I just think he's the best looking of the 4 for these deluxe figures. And these ones go for about $20. Michelangelo would be the next one. He has his nunchucks and that 3-part staff, that 3-part pole arm, which he swings around. So basically, you can review these all at once. You squeeze the legs together and they spin around. Leonardo has swords, mine never quite reset back in the place right. He was supposed to spin them, and they just it never worked right. And my Raphael, my Combat Warrior Raphael, would always turn his head at this really unusual angle. And just the action never worked really well on these things. Mikey and Donnie were the best ones. Donatello spins around this telescoping bow staff, which is it's not the traditional staff you'd see in the cartoon or even the previous movies. It looks like it's some bamboo thing that extends. It's not terrible. Like I said, the detail on these figures is nice. The sculpts are great. But I think it's the action features that hold them back a little bit. So, buyer beware with these ones. I'm going to say, if you're going to pick up any two, I'd pick up Donnie and Michelangelo. They look the best. Their actions tend to work the best. But that could be just unique to my particular case. Continuing to move forward, we're going to look at the 11-inch figures. I could actually recommend all four of these straight out. They're 11-inch turtles. Basically, take your basic figures and scale them up, but with a lot more detail on them. Like, you get more texture to their shells, more texture to their weapons. They're very nice display pieces. I actually have mine set up in my studio next to the movie Turtles from the 90s, and then the Turtles from 87. And it looks really nice to see the evolution of each turtle. Once again, Donatello's the standout here, because of all that gadget crap on his back, and just seeing how all the little gadgets there are kind of textured out there. It is painted one solid color, but I'm willing to look past that, because it is nicely detailed. Basic posability, like arms, legs, head, stuff like that. I really like them, actually. And I think these retail for about... I'm actually just going to look on Toys R Us right now. See how much these guys are running for. Yeah, these are retailing for about $20. And I would recommend them, actually. As I said, they're nice, they're big. They look great on a shelf. They really do. And I think if you got your kid one of these big turtles, they'd have a lot of fun adventures. Plus, their weapons are huge. And once again, Leonardo's the only one that can store weapons, even in this scale, which kind of surprised me, actually. So, it is what it is. Moving on down the line. I've already talked about the Evolution 3 packs. The vehicle. The movie Turtle Assault Van. This thing is actually really cool. A lot of stickers to apply on this, but it looks pretty cool overall. It's kind of like someone, I think it was Pixel Dan, described it as a mix between the Shellraiser and the classic Turtle Van. I actually took out both of them tonight from their displays. And yeah, I'd say that's a pretty accurate assessment. It has an action feature where it has like this winch at the front, which can actually work. It's got a missile on top you can fire. It's got a satellite dish that moves back and forth. It's got, like, this bubble dome up top. And mine didn't work, but I've seen others get it to work. There's this go-kart in the back, and you set it up, and you hit a button on the inside of the van, and it flings out this little go-kart, which your turtles can sit in. So I guess in a play scenario, you're going down the road, the back doors can fly open, and you can have this turtle go-kart fly out and assist them in their fight against evil. The side also opens up like the other turtle van. When you get all the stickers on, it looks really good. It really does. It's one of the better turtle vans I've actually seen in a long time. There's lots of places for the turtles to hold on to. This is a neat feature. You can actually open up the front of the turtle van in front of the side mirrors and place your turtles inside. They don't quite sit so much as they do stand-ish, and it looks like they're sitting and driving. It looks really nice, actually. You can fit all four turtles in there. I have Leo driving, Donnie riding shotgun, Mikey in the go-kart, and Raphael kind of standing on Mikey up top in the bubble dome. But it's a really nice looking turtle van. The wheels are nice and huge. It's really cool. It's really cool. I think kids are going to get a real blast out of it. This thing retails for like $30. That's a steal. That really is. it looks nicer than the Shellraiser, dare I say. It's got a lot more personality to it. Really recommend it, and it does fit other Turtle figures as well, which is kind of cool. So check out the movie Turtle Assault Van. I really, really like it. And this one, I'm just gonna rapid fire through, because this isn't so much meant for us as it is for kids. There are role play things. You get a cloth mask and you get their signature weapon. The best one that I like is Raphael and Michelangelo. Raphael, you get the two scythes. Michelangelo, you get the nunchucks and what looks like these, like I said, these knuckle bracer things. Leonardo also gets it as well. Donatello's is, dare I say, dangerous. It's like this collapsible baton. It has one half of the staff and you can flick your wrist and have the other part shoot out. My wife was actually terrified I was going to hit her with this thing, because it comes out so quickly, and it, when this thing snaps, you know, you hear it. So if you're going to play with these things with your kids, by God, be careful. Although this is a bit of an observation, I'm very surprised I didn't re-release the Turtle Shell from the Nyx series to go along with this. I actually built a bit of a display out of it. I have the Nyx Shell with the movie Raphael size stuck in the side of it, which I think it looks pretty cool. It's actually hanging on my wall beneath my Dalek wall clock. I was, like I said, very, very surprised. Maybe they'll re-release it under a different color later on, if the movie line sells well. And then finally, there are these movie deluxe masks, kind of like the Nick ones, except these are more based on the movie styles. Mikey's, I think, is the best, because it's the less creepy looking of the three. No Donatello, which is kind of weird. I guess because he's got the gadget crap on his face. They didn't want to do that, I guess. You can breathe fairly well. They'll fit an adult head, though they look creepy, as people put on my Facebook, kill it with fire. But still, though, nice that they did give you the options for these. Make all your turtle role play come true with all the different weapons and all this thing. So being a kid again with this role play stuff would be a lot of fun. Though, Lord help you, if you're Donatello, you're going to tick a lot of people off. But overall, though, the Turtles line of toys for the movie, I really like them, actually. I think the 5-inch line for the movie is really good. Reminds me a lot of the ones that came out in the 90s. Nice April, despite the limited articulation, nice sculpt. Shredder is a badass. And the Foot Soldier makes a good generic bad guy. He's just not my Foot Soldier. He's not a purple ninja dude, but it looks like he belonged at a G.I. Joe Retaliation just fine. So that is my review of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie line. I hope you guys will check these things out. You can find these in Target, Toys R Us, Walmart, wherever toys are sold. You can probably get them online as well. Let me know what your guys' thoughts are. Feedback at thisweekingeek.net. Leave a comment below. Or my Twitter, which is @BirdmanDodd. I really want to hear from you guys. So I will be there opening day with an open mind for the Turtles. I'm really hoping it's going to be cool. Obviously, I have to go in with some reservations like every other fan. But you know what? At the end of the movie, I'm still going to go out, have a pizza, say Booyakasha, Cowabunga, whatever. It's a good time to be a Turtles fan, guys. So anyway, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd for ThisWeekInGeek.net and NerdVice.com saying, live free or die hard.
Wanna see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face. And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub, and I'm not a join. Not a join. What the f*** does that mean? That 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit. Oh, my gosh. Freak. Die. Holy crap. Whoa. Whoa, my God, whoa. Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well as subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by @replying to @thisweekingeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Pronobozo at pronobozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.